you would, turn to the 18th chapter of the book of Genesis. Now, I'll begin reading at verse 9 through 14. The 18th chapter of Genesis, beginning at verse 9, the Bible reads, "And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abram and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abram, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." Supporting scripture coming from Genesis 3 and 20. "And Adam called his wife name Eve, because she was the mother of all living." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. You're never too old to be a mother. You're never too old to be a mother. We're ever so thankful to God for allowing us another chance to come. And what a better day to be here than on Mother's Day. Hallelujah, Jesus. We applaud all of our mothers. Let's just give our mothers some love this morning. Every man, every child ought to stand to their feet. Every mother, you can sit down, but we want to recognize and applaud our mothers this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. It is a good thing to be able to tell your mother, I love you. To be able to say thank you. To be able to just look upon her face on this another day. That is a blessing from God himself. And we ought not take our blessings for granted, even though you may have been coming around for a long time. It's a good thing to be able to share, because you're not going to get that opportunity. But just that one time as they're passing through. And if you do what you can while you can, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. After they've gone on, then you can still hold your head up high. Hallelujah. Realizing that you did what you could when you could. And God knows your heart. So we are thankful to God for giving us mothers, because if he had not gave us mothers, we would not be here. Hallelujah. And it's only by God's grace and mercy that he's allowed us another opportunity to come. And in coming together this morning, I believe that we are still a blessed people. We are blessed whether our mothers are alive or whether they've passed on. We are blessed. Because we got to thank God for that one that made it possible for us to come into existence. And there's no doubt in my mind this morning of the love and the admiration that we should have for our mothers. And this love and admiration shouldn't be just a one day thing. It should be something that we do all year long. You ought to be able to tell mom, I love you, not only on Mother's Day, but any day of the week. You may not be able to travel and to come and to share with her on Sunday morning worship every Sunday morning, but they got this thing called a telephone. You can call her up and tell her that I love you this morning and can't be in service with you, but I thank God that you're able to go. Or if you're not able to go, I'm praying for you that God will lift you up and bring you back to where I know you want to be. When you got a good mother, even if you have a mother that you feel like you don't think that she's done right by you, that's your mother. And the Bible declares, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the earth. So don't get it twisted and think because you think you're all grown that you can go above your mama. Some of us need to go back to some of the old school days when mamas can be 30, 40, 50, 60, or 70, and you can be 35 or 40, but mama still go upside your head. You You should have lived the way around your mother to where all she have to do is open up her mouth. And especially if you're grown now, you know where she's coming from. So you shouldn't be able to have, you shouldn't be giving her any static. You shouldn't be giving her a whole lot of unnecessary heartache. At some point, we got to learn something somewhere. Anybody in here learn anything? How many of you know that a lot of the thing that you learned from your mama? Well, you learned it because you watched her and you saw her give that love and show that love and go beyond measure, sometimes denying herself just so she could do the thing that she done for you. Nothing makes me madder than to see a disrespectful child that don't know how to talk to their mother. Then you got to pay the rent. You got to pay the light bill. You buy the grocery. But we got young folk that tell you what they're not going to do. I am so glad that God allowed me to come into existence when he did. Life seems to be better for our young people now, but they are missing a whole lot in life. They don't know what it is to suffer. They don't know what it is to really go without. We were brought up going without. We didn't have expectations of getting a whole lot. As long as we had food in our stomach and somewhere to lay our head, we knew to sit down somewhere and be quiet. Too much conversation in the house. They think I'm joking sometime when them children get to messing around and talking. And I say, all that noise is making me nervous. Yeah. Sit down somewhere and be quiet. We're not made of what our elders were made of. Who in the world could have 10, 12, and 15 youngins running around in one house? And you got to feed all of them youngins. Have to worry about having no company. You already got company. But there was peace in the house. You could have 10 children in the house and mom and daddy had some peace and quiet. There was rules in the house. And at a certain time of the night, mama said, lights out, lights out. Worrying about your light bill, you need to go back to the old school. When I go to bed, everybody go to bed. You don't go, if you're not sleeping, act like you're asleep. Anybody ever heard that? Just lay there. You go to sleep in a minute. I spent a whole lot of nights fantasizing myself to sleep. I've been a rich man a long time, and it never did come to pass. Stayed in mansions when I was a little boy. Before I knew it, I'd drift on off to sleep. Be laying up in there talking, playing no music. Wasn't no such thing as a television in the room. You're lucky to have one in the house. We done forgot where we come from. Now everybody got their personal television with remote. Glory, 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 where are you? Oh, Zion, what's the matter now? God done blessed us with all of this stuff, and we ain't got sense enough to love our mama. It's a shame before God. How many of you know you don't have to be a biological woman to be a mother? I thank God this morning for all of the big mamas and the nanas and the grandmas and Aunt Bessie on the hill. That's mama to everybody. I thank God for those times when we had real mothers. And I'm not saying that there are not any real mothers today, but you know what I'm talking about. A mama that really stood for the test of time. A mama that would go through thick and thin. A mama that declared before anything happened to my child, you got to go through me. There's a whole lot of women being beat because they weren't going to let nobody mess with their child. You don't never know what somebody's going through. It does not matter whether she carries you in her body or not. But if that woman feeds you when you get hungry, if that woman see that you are sick and she come and take care of your every need, if that woman see a tear in your eye and just take the time out to come and say, baby, somebody loves you. That's qualities of a good mama. There's some that done laid down and had them, didn't have no business with them. That word come out of my mouth. But I'm not God. God saw fit to let that woman, that girl, that child have that baby, so that's in God's hands. We find it so easy to sit back and to point the finger and talk about what they can't do and what they gonna do and babies having babies. Let me tell you something, old folk. Y'all was having them before we got here. And had them a whole lot earlier than some of these little gals right now. So don't get it twisted and try to make like they just started something brand new. What's brand new about it is there's no shame in their game. And that's a shame. You see, the younger girls in the older days, they were groomed, and some of them had to get on out there. Too many other folk in this house. I got to get up out of here. And that older sister, that older brother becomes a mother or a father to their siblings. Because you were brought up in a way to know that family helps the family. Just because you're the oldest, that don't mean that you're better than nobody else. You got to help the family. A real mama teach you how to help the family. Think about it. That was one of the greatest things that a woman can do, is to have a child. But when you go back into the old biblical days when women were having those babies, they didn't have painkillers. All right. They didn't have all this special medication. They didn't have that shot you get in your back. Oh, yeah. I don't know what you call it, but I remember. But they had to do things the old way. A whole lot of pain, a whole lot of suffering, and many of them even lost their lives trying to have a child. But because they wanted to be a good wife, because they wanted to be a woman of God, because they wanted to have an offspring, they went through whatever they had to go through because they wanted to make a baby. That baby wasn't just a baby. Some of us, these new day chaps, they think they got baby dolls that are alive. But that ain't no baby doll. You can dress that baby up in Rockaway if you want to, but one of these days you're going to rock out. Teach that baby how to put on any kind of pants, any kind of shirt, and as long as you clean, everything gonna be all right. I don't have to have a name brand on my chest to know that I'm clean. You walking around here about broke trying to buy name brand. First of all, buy some milk. If you look at it, most of the poor children are the ones that's dressed up. Let that alone. But let us understand that there comes a time that we need to take some of the old principles of life. And when we say if it was good enough for mom and them, it's good enough for me, it ought to be more than just mere words. It ought to be a situation, it ought to come a place in life where you are willing to do whatever you can to make sure that the family stays together. We look in the Bible. In Genesis 3 and 20 says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. She would be life-giving. She was the mother of each person. She was there. She was the mother of each clan, every people that came into existence. Eve was the mother of all living. And for generations to come, even today, every woman, every girl that has a child is because of the power of Eve. There was some concern that sometimes people began to think that my biological clock is running out. If I hadn't had that child by 30 or 35, then I'm going to be in trouble. Some of you wanted a baby and you began to think, how in the world am I ever going to be a mother? But you got to be careful what you ask for. You got to know that God will give you the desires of your heart. Then you got to know that there comes a time that everybody is just not made to be a mother. But how many of you know that there are some women out there that may not be a biological mother, but they got all the motherly instincts down on the inside. They got a heart of compassion. They got so much love on the inside that they realize, I got to share this love with somebody. And every now and again, they'll just take up with a child and they'll do everything that they can for that child. And before you know it, that bond is so great to where they feel like that child is my child. When you love them, you don't have to, they don't have to have your name in order for you to love them. And I'm here to tell you, if you love them, they will love you back. They will love you beyond measure. They will love you to a degree that you never thought that somebody that you never thought would ever care anything about you would love you so much. There's some folk this morning that love somebody that maybe is not their natural mother, but somebody that's been a mother to them. And they'll go every step of the way to do anything and everything that they can do. A mother realized that that baby is so precious and it's a gift from the Almighty God. And when that mother looks at that baby and holds that baby in her arm, I believe that that is one of the greatest times of her life, because God had made it possible for a creation of life to come through that body and then be a living soul. But she got to realize, especially if she's had one before, that life is not always going to be easy. You look at that bundle of love and you just want to love it all that you can. But you realize that this baby got to go out into the real world. When he goes out into the real world. Job said, man that is born of a woman is of a few days. And those few days are full of trouble. So that child that you got every day is not going to be a sunny day. There's going to come some time when that child got to suffer. There's going to come a time when that child going to need you right there by the side. How many of you are glad to know that it's good to have a mama that's there any time of the day? It's good to have a mama that's there when good days and even on the bad days. But I thank God that we can have a mama that'll be there anyway. Even when the going gets rough, mama always stands right there. How many of you know that there have been times mama said, I'm tired of that and I'm not coming anymore. But you look around the corner and here come mom. You just go ahead and brace yourself, because you know mama got an ear full for you. And if you're not careful, mama may pop you upside the head. Don't get so uppity that you can't realize that mama in control. Some of us got to forget what it was to be chastised. But you better learn how to chastise your children. I stopped by to tell every mother this morning that you don't have to be a friend to your child. All you have to do is be the mother or the father of that child. The problem with the world today is we got too many mothers and daughters walking around like friends instead of mother and daughter. It's all right to have a good, close relationship, but you better know how to spread the difference and how to separate some things. You got to let her know that I am the mama and you're going to do what I say do. Every now and again, they're going to buck up to you. They're going to run that little thing in their mouth to you. But you better learn how to tap them upside the head and let them know who is in control. Hallelujah. See, that was a love tap. But if that would have been my mama, your head would have been over that way somewhere. If she wouldn't have cared nothing about it, you better get up and act like you know that there comes a time when mama got to be mama. And I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that you're never too old to be a mother. Because God has a way that they say is mighty sweet. And if you have a desire to be a mother and want to be a blessing to all of mankind, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. I found the story in the book of Genesis about a man by the name of Abram had a wife by the name of Sarah. In their old age, there were three men that come along the way. Abram realized that in the old Eastern custom, you better learn how to treat folk like they need to be treated. So when he found out that they were in the midst, he said, I want you to go and make me some whole cakes. I want you to go and get me a calf. I want you to go get me some milk and some honey, because we got guests in the house. I found out when I read the word of God that they didn't wait for him to get to the house. But Abram saw him coming on down the street. So Abram came outside of the house and met them down along the way, bowed himself down to the ground, gave them honor and respect. If you're going to be a child of God this morning, you better learn how to respect your elders. You better learn that every elder, every woman of God ought to be your mother. I thank God right now for Abram realized that there's something special about these men. He said, I'm going to fix you a morsel and I'm going to bring it to you. But what he realized is that I got a feast. I got a whole feast to give unto you. The Bible said that whenever he began to go back, he looked there in the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Sarah was somewhere inside the tent. The Bible tells us this morning that they said unto him, where is your wife Sarah? He said, behold, she is in the tent. In other words, it's time for me to pay back for what you've done towards me. I'm going to give you something that you've been waiting on for a long time. I'm going to give you a child. I know you've been trying a long time. You done got old now. You done gave up all hope. But don't you know I'm God and there's nothing too hard for me. The Bible said, he said, where is Sarah? And he said, Sarah is in the tent. Sarah heard them talking, and Sarah began to laugh within herself. They must be crazy. Talking about, I'm going to have a baby as old as I am. Look at my man. He as old as I am. He can't make no baby now. Why didn't God come through early in life? But I want to let you know that we're talking about a mighty God, a God that can do anything. And I stopped by to tell an elderly woman that you are not too old to be somebody's mother this morning. God can come in your life and make everything all right. The Bible said that he blessed Sarah and made sure that Sarah had a child. She had that boy child and named him Isaac. And I just stopped by to tell Fowles Chapel that you're never too old to be a mother. But if you're going to be a mother, be a good mother. I thank God for good mothers. One that knows what they got to go through when they realize that they're going to be a have a child. It wasn't more than just having the child. You got to take care of the household. You got to teach the child how to be a man or a woman. When the child got old enough, then the boys go to the field with the daddy. But until they were old enough to go out, mama had the responsibility to make sure he can learn what he can in here. You got to do something to pay your way along to be in the family. We got too many freeloaders in our families. Sitting back won't even make up their bed. Sitting back won't do this, won't do that. But every time you turn around, they got the hand out. I believe we need to start just giving them a high five. Say, there you go. Go ahead and get what you got to get. Remember how I got mine? I got mine the hard way. I learned how to go out and work and make me a couple of dollars. And then I could get what I want. But the only thing I could get from mama is what I needed. But I thank God. I thank God that I had a real mama. That many days had to be a mama and a daddy. But that little woman wasn't short. She'd tear you down and make you realize who was in control. I can remember many days when you let the clock go by too fast. If she say 11, she mean 11. Not 2 minutes after 11. At 11, she's at the doorway. She's just like Jesus. See, if you want to get in this house, you got to come by me. And when you come by me, I got something for your hard head. I got something for you. Come on in here. By the time you get to the door. Hallelujah, Jesus. I learned how to knock. I learned how to duck early. You duck and you run, but you can't hide. Because I had one of them that'll pull the covers off you in the night when you think everything is all gone. She done forgot about it. Everything's all right now. And all of a sudden, shoop, and by the time the cover come off, the belt of the switch is already coming. But you know what? I'm thankful. I'm thankful that she chastised me when she had to. I'm thankful that I learned early. The best way not to get a beating is to do right. So I learned how to do right. Yes, sir. Have never, ever been perfect. But I learned how to respect my mother and every elder in my presence. I'm thankful here at Faust Chapel. God has still blessed us to have some of our spiritual mothers, the rocks and the pillars of this household of faith. God has blessed us to still have quite a few of them. And that is a blessing from God. Strong pillars, strong pillars. Our younger women need to look at some of our older mothers. And if they can still try to make their way to the vineyard, if they still can carry themselves in a way to let you know that God's way is the best way. You make mistakes in life, but get up and trust God. God will help you be the mother that you need to be. And I get so excited when I see a young mother that's acting like a real mother. And we have some of them out here. Every young girl that have a baby, she don't neglect that baby and give that responsibility to somebody else. I see some young girls that's taking care of their babies. And sometimes instead of us always running them down, every now and again, those that you know that are doing right, let them know. Baby, you're doing a good job. Anything I can do to help you, I'll help you. And help is not always monetary. Sometimes she just may need to drop the baby off for a hot minute so she can go to the drugstore. Every now and then, just so she can get a little bit of breath. If you're a good mama, you need a break. These New Day children with all this energy and all that mouth, you need a break. And if the family stays as a unit, then family help family. We ought to be able to help one another so that we would be able to make it. That's what our mothers were taught, is that even if you have to live with your brothers and your sisters, if everybody has to get in one house, if things get so bad, love one another enough to where you can get in that one house until you can do better. And some of us in here, we've been there. Our mothers and ancestors have been there, and they know what it is. But, you know, it creates such a bond in that family to where that family knows that if we don't have nobody else, we got one another. It's a sad thing this morning, and I'm finished. But it's sad when families treat outsiders better than they do family members. And that's a whole new ball game as to the whys. But don't deal with that. Learn to let it go. Let's come back together. I believe God is pleased when those of you that have taken time out to share with grandma or to share with mother this morning and to just come and say, I'm not going to my house this morning. I'm coming to your house because I want to be with my mama today. Don't let those opportunities pass you by. Be there for your mother while you can. For that day when you can't be there, nobody can come back and give you what you should have done for yourself.